This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And Conan, last week we had a discussion about senses and blind people and the improving of their other senses.
Exactly. So if you lose one sense, we have five of them that we know of. Does that make room to actually enhance the other remaining senses? And I've always been like,
I've heard yes.
I've been always like, yeah, of course. I mean, if you take one out of the equation,
I would agree. It probably makes them more attuned to mm-hmm. them.
That's right.
Correct. And so and not only that, but you're lacking a sense, so you're having to make up the difference. And in order to do that, you have to enhance your other senses in order to compensate. Otherwise, you're going to be, you know, just useless. Well, and as you mentioned, this isn't an attempt to normalize people with any kind of disability. That's, you know, it's the last thing I want on anybody. And you said that people just say this offhandedly because it makes us feel better. It makes us not feel so bad for the person who is suffering from a disability, which is a horrible, horrible thing. And I believe that you may be correct in that regards.
Right. You, according to the internet, going blind means that you become more attuned to your other senses. So you're not getting, you know, your hearing doesn't get better.
Right.
You just get better at hearing.
Well,
and I think the myth is that their hearing gets better to compensate for the blindness.
Well, all right. So
it's the way you're expressing it, right? So, like,
sure,
you're still as good at hearing, but you're better at listening, right? Like, you're better at paying attention to it because that's all you have.
Well, actually, so this article actually goes into detail. There's a thing that blind people do, and I've heard about this. I've never actually talked to a blind person who says this is a real thing, but they do the clicking thing. And they are actually
sonar.
You do this when they're walking around, and they can, and they're actually listening for the echo, and that will tell them how close they are to an object that they're going to walk right into.
You'll have to ask Riley when he shows up. He'll be here, our guy that does the Daily Digest, which, by the way, you can download at freetalklive.com. You go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You can subscribe to a podcast of just the Daily Digest. It's also available in our normal podcast feed. But he's coming, I think, in September.
Did we ever teach him to drive?
I don't think anyone ever was able to do that.
Okay, well, I want to take it up a notch and teach him to fly.
He'll probably love this this conversation.
Well, let's go to the phones before we dive too deeply into this article. We've got Jonathan calling from Alabama. Jonathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, what's your opinion on anarchy?
It depends on how you define anarchy. We define it one way. The mainstream media definitely, including Trump and all his cronies and everyone on the other side, they definitely describe anarchy as something that we don't adhere to.
How do you define it, Jonathan?
Holding a pen made that very awkward. I should put it down.
Yeah.
So
there
yeah.
it goes.
But as my opinion on anarchy, it is Latin for without rulers, more or less, or anarchos or whatever. I don't know the etymology of the word, but yeah, I love it. Without rulers. I don't need a ruler telling me what I can and can't do.
Yeah, a lot of people get it backwards. They believe that it means no rules. And that, by the way, I will agree that that's not a world that I would want to live in. You go to my house,
there's rules.
There's rules all over the place.
Take your shirt off.
I am the
whose house is that?
And the ruler of I am the ruler of my property. Here's the key: you don't have to be there.
That's right.
You can leave. I'm not forcing you to come and take your shirt off. I'm just that's just the rules.
You don't allow shirts in your house.
Actually, that's a joke.
It depends on the temperature.
I wouldn't have been surprised from you. So. So let's get into this article then.
So if you lose one of your senses, do other ones get better to compensate? We all know what the five senses that we humans possess: sight, smell, taste, touch, and hearing. But where do these miraculous powers come from? And this comes from the first paragraph where he actually brings up Daredevil. You know, he's doing
the comic book guy.
He's blind. He's doing. He's got all these powers that he's able to. You know.
Well, I feel like immediately jumping to like a superhero with superpowers when discussing, you know, what it's like to be disabled is probably not the best move.
Probably not good, but it's, you know, art is life. You know, based on art in any way. So where do we get these miraculous powers? Well, that will require a bit of digging into our brains. The human brain is traditionally divided into six main areas: the frontal, parietal, occipital, temporal, limbic modes, lobes, and the ancillary cortex. Our senses of smell and sound are controlled by the temporal lobe, while sight is handled by the occipital lobe. Taste is closely related to smell and are also affected by the olfactory nerves.
Okay.
Other sections of the brain also impact our senses, such as processing visual cues, temporal lobe, and registering pain from touch.
Right.
Now, the most common senses that are lost are sight and sound, and these are more specifically controlled by the visual and auditory cortex, respectively. It is possible to lose the sense of taste, smell, and touch, but these are much less common.
Mm-hmm.
When we are born, it is important to understand that our brain is still developing, and most of the processing power combined. It is only as we grow up that the individual senses begin to be controlled by independent sensory sectors. The beautiful thing about the brain is its plasticity, and studies have shown that brains of blind infants don't separate into those individual sectors, allowing the visual and auditory cortex to team up and heighten the sensitivity of hearing.
So if they're young enough and their brain is still developing, it just won't develop that part of the brain that's just for seeing if they're blind?
Correct. The part that controls or is used for seeing will actually begin to shrink, while your hearing and other parts of the brain, your other senses, those parts of the brain will actually increase in size and they'll begin to team up.
Okay, that's sensible. Have you ever thought about how the brain is the only organ we know of that studies itself?
That studies itself?
Uh-huh.
Is this kind of like Microsoft virus, which is constantly scanning itself to make sure that, or any kind of virus?
Well, what we're doing here is talking about human brains. We are human brains talking about the stuff that we've learned by studying human brains.
Well, that presumes you are the brain.
Well, that's what everything suggests. But I don't believe in souls.
Yeah, well, I don't know what a consciousness is, but I'm not sure if it's actually in the brain. I don't know if that's been proven.
Yeah, I don't know either. I think it has a lot to do with memory. You know, we are, you know, just what we know of ourselves, what we remember from last Thursday is basically what we are.
Yeah, I tend to agree. We're like chemical and electrical reactions.
That's it.
What do you mean that's it? That's beautiful. That's everything. That's the entire universe is chemical and electrical reactions.
A lot of people don't like to hear that.
I think that's boiling it
down.
That's
their ego. They need to do some shrooms.
It sounds like it's oversimplifying.
Whatever you do, don't tell your girlfriend that love is nothing but a chemical reaction. She won't like that. The human brain is essentially a computer. So we can easily talk about in terms of processing power. If you lose your sense of sight, for example, the brain will rely on other information sources to make sense of the world around you. Without the visual cortex functioning, blindness, a 2005 study argued that it will actually decrease in size. While other areas of the brain, the auditory cortex and areas handling memories and smell, will actually be larger. If you think that our brain doesn't change and evolve as we move through life, you're wrong. Your brain is highly adept at rewiring itself if it thinks it can function more efficiently.
It also like route around some level of damage too?
Yeah, I've heard that. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. People get, you know, shot in the head or something, mm-hmm. and they're blind in one eye or whatnot, and before you know it, it's back.
Mm.
So if you lose one sense, do others get stronger? The question. Since you no longer need to use that part of the brain to process as images, more energy and processing power is shifted to the senses of hearing and touch, which will improve your ability to move through the world. For example, as we were talking about before, Blind individuals often use a technique called clicking, in which they make small clicking sounds and then interpret the echo they hear to determine the environment around them. This echolocation technique can even allow people to determine specific objects and walk normally without bumping into walls or obstacles. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
She's a purebred orange and white Brittany, but when we adopted April, she started scratching like crazy. I said, what you put into a dog is what you get out. DinoVite.com. So we added a huge scoop of Dinovite in her bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dinovite is nutrition.
You get some Dinovite. How happy your dog will be.
Dinovite. She's little Miss Hollywood. DinoVite.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. Or, like our next few callers, if you want better audio quality, you can use the Discord server, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com. Now, just as the Internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency to circulate among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of the freedoms that have been threatened on the Internet and in the real world, and we think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you also think freedom is important, then check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in the project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org, intercoin.org. And let's go to the phones. We got Pizza Cake Man calling. Pizza Cake Man, you're on Free Talk Live.
You didn't use my stage name.
I did not. You are correct.
You're messing up my whole thing.
Okay. Well,
okay, anyway,
in that case, we have white police officer calling.
Okay.
The reason I'm calling is because this is clearly a ploy. There's a march coming up on August 28th in D.C. They're attempting to people to not only march against Trump or a march for black people. I don't know.
They called it like the siege or something. Siege on Washington?
I don't know. It's something in 3 days. And then they're not just doing it there. They're trying to do it everywhere. And that's what this whole shooting is about. I mean, this guy's clearly he's a creep. He's got a sordid history with the police, and they always pick these losers. You know, they pick people like George Floyd and this guy, these losers as their figureheads for these movements.
Who was they?
And really, they, as in the Marxists who run these groups, who fund them, who take these agendas and push them into the media.
Well, I don't think you get to pick the person who gets shot by the police.
Pick who the police chooses to, or who the media chooses to acknowledge. That's what you get to pick. And I've seen 15 or 20 videos in the last 3 months of cops shooting or hurting people that were of color and white. And none of those people made the news. But 3 days before, four, 5 days before a planned march in D.C., come on.
You are correct about that. We were trying to find the video in one of the breaks, and I just went to LiveLeak, and I clicked on the first thing from Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
and shock. It was shocking. And we were like, well, that's not a black guy. What's going on here? You are absolutely correct. And it was just the whole page was nothing but, you know, police on police shootings that were caught on camera, whether it be body cam or whether it be someone with a phone.
Yeah.
And we had a hard time finding this particular one because they're happening every day. But we're only hearing about this one for some reason.
Well, because this is an unarmed guy getting shot in the back seven times.
It is, but check it out. As much as I hate seeing people get shot, there's an even bigger epidemic out there. They're killing our dogs, which in many cases, and mine in particular, that's my family member. That's like my child. I raised it from newborn almost, and it's my child. I don't have a kid, so to me, if you shot my dog, I would hunt you to the ends of the earth. And there's a video I just saw of a guy whose police dog sticks its nose, it's mauled, you know, it has like a face shield or whatever on, and sticks its nose into the fence of somebody's private property, and the dog on the other side of the fence grabs a hold of his face piece, this police dog's face piece, and the instead of controlling his dog, the police officer shoots the other dog in the face. And it's these incidents, yes, and it's out there. You can go look at the video. You can
and when
Google
was this?
The keywords. About a month ago, not even that, you know, and so as horrible as this is, they're choosing this video. I hate the cops. Don't get me wrong. I am a anti-police activist, but this is a lead situation. The Marxists are trying to get us riled around the idea of this, oh, it's happening again, when it just continues to happen. It's not right or left. It's the state. It's the state actors, the people who call themselves government that are causing this. And those are the ones we need to react to. But instead, we're reacting to crap.
Yeah.
Ooh, I didn't cuss. I didn't cuss.
Thanks for that. Appreciate it.
Thanks. And thanks for the call, Pizza Cake Man, or a.k.a. White Police Officer. I would agree entirely. I mean, the conversation about race, I think, detracts from the actual goal. And I'm not to get all lives matter or anything like that, but police are indiscriminately killing everyone. 558 civilians shot this year. That's more than one a day. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. probably like three a day at this point. I don't know what day of the year it is. But these are people, these are males, they're females, they're LGBTQ people, they're white people, they're black people, they're Asians, they're Hispanic. The police are murdering people. They're shooting people.
No, it's a legal taking of life when they do it.
They can call it what they want.
So it's an execution.
I'm going to say they're murdering people because that's how I define murder.
It is. It is. Apparently, this protest, which I had not heard about until that phone call, is happening August 28th. As he said, it is the National Action Network with Reverend Al Sharpton and some others, including Martin Luther King III. They will lead a march to fight for criminal justice reform in solidarity with those who have lost loved ones at the hands of the police. They'll be having speakers from the families of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Eric Garner, and others. And so, yeah.
And I misspoke. The siege, the Occupy, starts of D.C., starts next month on the 17th. And supposedly they're just going to all camp out in the...
Until the election, right?
Exactly.
50 days? Was it 50 days or something before the election or something like that?
Right now?
That's what it is. What Conan's talking about is this occupying D.C. They're going to be, what, right in front of the White House?
Yep.
I think it's supposed to last like 50 days before the election.
Yeah, that will be interesting. It's another Occupy movement. Yeah.
They want to really ramp things up right up into the election.
Okay.
And I think some
camping out.
They're going to be protesting peacefully, and I think that some of these people think that they are going to burn the building down.
That would be entertaining.
Yeah, I would have no objections to that. Just make sure the buildings are empty.
Well, the thing with the White House is probably not going to be empty.
Yeah.
It's already been burned down once, too, so this will be the second time in history.
Well, they're pretty optimistic if they think they're going to be able to get anywhere near it, because you're going to be in the belly of the beast, and there's going to be plenty of military and plenty of Secret Service and plenty of Federal Protective Service all over that place. It's going to be a tinderbox.
Yeah, but there can only be so many defenders. I mean, what if a million protesters
show up? They're not going to be a million.
They'd be trucking these people in all over the place, bussing them in.
They won't hit a million. I mean, I'll be blown away if they can, but I don't believe it.
It's 2020.
Anything's possible.
So they're doing this. I assume these people are anti-Trump, right?
These are the protesters we've been... They're
leftists.
Yes.
And they have no issue with assembling into this group in the middle of a pandemic.
No, of course not. No. These are young people.
It's okay. The pandemic stays away when you go protest.
Yes.
Yeah. That seems to be the argument they're making. This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The family of the black man shot 7 times in the back by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, are now saying he's severely injured. They're calling for swift disciplinary action from the police department. Attorney Ben Crump says Jacob Blake's injuries, to most notably his spine, are severe enough to probably leave him paralyzed.
And to hopefully become some resemblance of the man he once was.
Blake's sister, Letitra Weidman, says she has yet to cry because of what's happened. But there are other feelings she has due to many more incidents like this.
This is nothing new. I'm not sad. I'm not sorry. I'm angry. And I'm tired.
The officers involved are on administrative leave as the incident is being investigated. The National Guard is in Kenosha as major protests continue. This is USA Radio News. While he prefers officials in acting capacity, President Trump says he's now seeking Senate confirmation for Chad Wolf, the temporary Homeland Security chief. The ACLU's Andrea Flores says he's the wrong man for the job.
Chad Wolf has perverted the agency's mission and turned its federal agents into a paramilitary force.
With at least 7 people dead and more than 1 million acres lost, California Governor Gavin Newsom says his state is facing a critical week against historic wildfires. But firefighters have made some major progress in the 3 large fires in Northern California. CAL FIRE Chief Sean Cavanaugh says there are still many challenges ahead.
We still have some troubled areas that we're still dealing with, and we have still evacuation orders in place. We're lifting some evacuation orders also, so it's very dynamic and changing, especially with the fire behavior.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight is Aria, Ian, and Conan. And we're going to get right into the phones. We've got Gene, the Christian anarchist, calling. Gene, you are on Free Talk Live.
Gene? I think I'll take... Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I was going to take a look at some ancient history tonight.
Okay.
There was something that happened way back in 2017. It was called a mass shooting in Las Vegas, and this apparently crazy guy shot a bunch of people from the window of one of the casinos, and it was a big deal for a long time. And now we don't hear a thing about it, and guess what? There still has been no official announcement about the motive or the logistics of this horrific event. So it's amazing how...
Did he kill himself or get shot by the police? What was the story with him?
He got shot by a security guard, didn't he?
They say he killed himself.
Okay.
No, they say he killed himself, but I've got my own theory.
What is your theory?
About what really went down in Las Vegas. Well, this guy, you know, there was no motive for this guy to do what he did. He was pretty wealthy. You know, he had a lot of he wasn't a billionaire or anything, but
I mean, he had enough money to basically have a room at a Vegas hotel pretty much permanently on reserve.
Yeah.
So he was doing pretty well.
And he had no reason to go and do this kind of thing, and even his girlfriend has never come forward and said anything about, you know, he's a crazy wacko guy or whatever. He did like guns, apparently, and apparently he traded a lot in guns. So what I think is this guy was set up to take this fall. He was probably thought he was doing some kind of a trading deal with somebody and brought all them guns up to that room and showed him his stuff. And then they probably plugged him in the head and shot all those people and then went down that emergency escape, or not the emergency escape, but just the stairway, because the casinos had the internal stairways. And that the stairway was right next to his room.
Now, what is the motive that you ascribe to these people for doing that?
Well, this is an inside job by the powers that be in order to try and get guns taken away from the American people. And one thing that happened after this is, guess who took away the bump stocks?
Trump.
And it wasn't the left. Yeah, it was Trump. So Trump decided, oh, well, we're going to take the bump stocks away, even though it's totally unconstitutional if you believe that the Constitution actually has a meaning or a function. But he still did it, and he did it with an executive signature rather than any kind of legislation. He basically just told the BATF that they're going to reclassify all bump stocks as machine guns, which the BATF has consistently ruled that any kind of a device that requires motion to fire the trigger is not a machine gun, because you are still individually pulling that trigger, even though it's being done with some kind of a mechanical assistance. So,
right.
Just like in the old days, we had a little Gatling gun, little crank thing that you could put on a trigger and just turn this crank, and it would just keep pushing the trigger in and out. And so that was ruled not a machine gun. So
what do you think? We don't hear about this anymore. If their plan was to orchestrate this entire thing to take guns away from the American people, I mean, they failed. So,
well, they didn't totally fail. They got the bump stocks. Bump stocks are now officially illegal if you have one.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but no serious gun enthusiast uses bump stocks anyway, right? They really only serve one purpose of firing indiscriminately into crowds of people.
You know, there are so many holes in this, in this story that I'm thinking that the best way to get away from answering these unknown questions is to basically bury it. I think the powers that be were starting to figure out that a lot wasn't adding up.
How is it that, I'm sorry, look, I'm not an expert on the situation, Gene, but I am looking here online about, like, what's the timeline of the things that happened. How are you saying the dude got out, or the whoever these mystery men were that set this guy up, according to you, got out of the room when it was, apparently there is, at least the claim is, a security guard went to investigate an open door alert, ended up getting blasted through the door. So, like, he was up there basically the whole time before the shooting even started. I mean, there were people. It's a Vegas hotel. There's got to be cameras everywhere. How do you just slip out when you're being watched?
Somebody did shoot through that door, obviously. Doesn't necessarily have to be him.
But how did they get out of the room?
As far as the security camera footage, guess what's never been released publicly?
Mm-hmm.
The security camera footage.
Sure.
So, yes, the casinos have cameras all over the place. I guarantee you there's footage, but you're never going
to
see it.
But that's still a pretty big claim to say that you think that there were people in the room with this guy who, or at least one, if not more than one other person, who managed to somehow escape. So was the entirety of the hotel security and every cop that showed up to this also in on this plot? I mean, that's getting pretty ridiculous.
No, of course not. You don't need many
get
people
out of the
to
room?
Be in on a plot.
If you watch the interview,
but there were people up there.
You walk out the door and you turn to your right. No, there weren't. Not until the very end. The police didn't show up until pretty much all the shooting had stopped. That's when the police finally showed up there. So anybody who had done that shooting could easily walked out the door, taken a right turn, went right into the stairway, went down how many floors? It doesn't matter. You can go down three floors and then get out into that hallway, go to the elevator, go all the way to the bottom. Or you could take the stairway all to the bottom, or you could take the stairway up several floors.
Gene, you don't think the police would have locked down the stairways and elevators? I'm almost positive that as soon as they got there, they had maintenance shut down the elevators.
No, maybe they shut down the elevators. The guy still went down the stairway. The point I'm getting at is their reaction time was so slow that they weren't there until the shooting had stopped. They didn't even know where the shooting was coming from. At any rate, there's nothing to show that this guy had any kind of motive for doing this. The lack of motive.
Do you have to have a motive to be insane?
You have to have evidence that you're insane. You have to have some kind of
evidence. There's evidence because he shot 80 people or whatever, 50 people.
Allegedly.
Okay.
The guy was not known for being insane.
Well, no one is until they are insane. Insanity can come on to somebody. It's not like something you build your whole life towards slowly, necessarily.
Well, I'm in favor, Gene, I'm in favor of the gun run sting gone wrong. I think he was selling guns to these people.
Yeah.
And they figured out that
what happened.
I think that he was probably an agent. They found out that he was working with the CIA or the FBI, and they took him out, and then they're like, how do we get out of this building? And they decided
to start shooting people?
That doesn't make any sense.
No, that doesn't make sense.
That makes it impossible to get out of the building. No. If the gun goes bad.
And by the way, if you watch the interview of the security guard, this man... He's cagey. He is not...
The security guard?
Oh, he was on Ellen, and he couldn't even talk. He was so weird.
Yeah. So this was an inside job. This was not done by him. It was done by some CIA agent or high government agent, maybe somebody that's in a government agency that we've never even heard of, that operation.
So the door that was allegedly barricaded from the inside... That was all a lie, right? The cops are just making that story up about how they had to breach into the room?
Oh, I believe it was barricaded from the inside.
How
initially,
did they escape room if it was, and then re-barricade it if they'd already killed the man inside?
I don't believe it was re-barricaded.
Okay, so you're saying the police...
How do you know it was re-barricaded?
I don't. That's what I asked you before.
Yeah,
I said, did
police,
you,
police lie.
That? Right, of course they do. So you're saying the police were...
Shocking news,
sure.
Police lie.
But not all the police in the Las Vegas Police Department are going to be in on the plot to murder a bunch of people from the, you know, whatever story of this hotel was.
Yeah, and that's a bizarre thing to lie about. And they would have to be in on it for
that
to happen.
The odds that they would be in on it are very slim. These are just normal cops.
And the more people you get in on a conspiracy like this, the more chances are for someone's going to leak it. I just don't see it. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. If you're quick, you can still get on the air with us. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria, Ian, and Conan. And we were just reminded of the Vegas shooting that occurred in 2015. Now, I had lived in Vegas previously, and I have friends who are still in Vegas. Some of them reported that they did see other gunmen in other buildings and other hotels.
Your own friends did?
Yes. But they're also crazy. So
when you say gunmen, they were just walking around with rifles, or they were actually
shooting?
Dude, I don't
remember now. This was like 5 years ago that I talked to them about it. So I don't remember how they exactly characterized it. I just remember the gist of it was that they saw other people with guns in other buildings. So, I don't know.
Yeah, they never were able to find, according to the Wikipedia story about this, they were never able to determine a motive for this particular killing. But they did find, allegedly, that he had done certain Google searches.
Didn't they find a bunch of child porn on his brother's computer? An old Windows 97 computer or something?
I by no means have I read through the entirety of this document, but there were some searches that he had run where he was obviously researching the potential to do this. Internet search terms from mid-September of that year included SWAT weapons, ballistic chart 308, SWAT Las Vegas, and do police use explosives? He allegedly had also reserved a room overlooking Lollapalooza in Chicago, but chose to not do anything there. And may have considered other events. He had researched large-scale venues in cities such as Boston since at least May of 2017. So,
hey, you know what? Release the footage. I want to see that camera footage. And I want to see the Pentagon footage, too, as well. Until then, I don't believe any of this. I don't believe you.
Yeah, I don't know what the truth is. But
well, I mean, why keep the footage hidden?
Yeah.
What's their excuse? I know the Epstein excuse was the camera was off or something, right? What about these cameras?
Who knows? Anyway, let's go to the phones. We've got Poop Ant calling via Discord.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
All right, so I'm thinking of quite a lighter topic, something to do with mass shootings, more of a philosophical sort of thing. Like, what defines art? You see, because there's so many forms of art. There's music, there's film, there's actual art, there's modeling, blah blah blah. There's so many.
Well, it's in the eye of the beholder, isn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, you can say that, but what makes an art? What are the fundamental
I think generally it's creativity to some extent, right? Like some an individual using their creativity to express themselves or a thing in some way that hopefully will connect with an audience.
So for you three, give me a give me sort of an art that you don't think is a like a mainstream art that you're interested in, or something that you see as an art.
An interesting question. So something that we see as art that maybe other people wouldn't see as art, is
yeah.
that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Boy, I don't know. That's a tough question.
Yeah, that is a tough. I would have to like pontificate on that for like several hours yeah. before I could come up with an answer.
I'd say thank you for not saying
that. I think there's a lot of video games out there that are art that people don't necessarily think video games are art.
I think a ton of people would though think that video games are art. I mean,
I think that group is growing. But I mean,
video games make more money than Hollywood movies do now. I mean, it's clearly an established art form.
Yep. Well, but I don't necessarily think
Fortnite $4 billion alone.
The money now to sue Apple and Google.
Listen, no, people see it as a game. They see it as a competition.
Maybe
they see
your
it
mom
as a,
and dad.
They
but,
see it as an escape. I don't think they actually sat down. They're going to sit down on the porch and think about what they just did at playing Fortnite and think, hey, that was. This is an art form.
Maybe not all of them.
You see, that's what I'm going to have to say that I don't personally agree with that, because when I play, not necessarily a game of Fortnite, but any game in general, when I'm playing it, I'll be like, wow, that's amazing, because each pixel in there is multiple lines of code. Like, it's a different language that barely anyone can communicate.
And there's different forms of art that come together to form the final piece, right? So there's the artwork, the actual art, right? Like somebody they do whatever the pixel art is of the characters in a 2D game, or they couldn't hit the mute there because there's a lot of chatting going on in the background. But it was a good question.
It was.
So you've got the art of the music that goes into the game and how that ties into whatever drama and action is unfolding.
Right.
Well, you make an excellent point. A video game is a compilation of all of these different types of art forms.
Correct.
And almost by definition, it would be art.
And artists all compiling their work together to create something. And by the way, not all video games can be what you might say high art. Some of them are just stupid. Some of it's just not worth it at all.
I mean, look at your Mortal Kombat and stuff.
Yeah, everybody's got an opinion about what they consider
actually
good.
Mortal Kombat 1, beautiful game. By the way, I was just watching. There's a Netflix documentary called High Score, and it's like 5 or 6 episodes, and it basically starts with the Atari 2600. And moves all the way up until Doom.
Nice. Well, Poopant, thank you so much for the call.
Yes, a surprisingly coherent call for somebody who just joined the Discord.
And another thing,
I expected the worst through the entire
another
call.
Another distinction I want to really make when it comes to art is art versus craft. For example, I consider myself a craftsman, and sometimes I will actually create some art, but I really value a high aesthetic the values of form and whatnot. Whereas nowadays when you come and deal with a lot of the abstract artists, the splatter painters and whatnot, it's what is that and why it is art, because it's all in the eye of the beholder, and you can basically call whatever you want art if you want to. But good craftsmanship can be actually categorized. You can actually judge and put a stamp of approval or whatnot, or a stamp of disapproval.
Is a craftsman not an artist? I mean, it would seem to be similar.
It's all about the values. What do you value? Craftsmanship is usually something you can use. It has utility. It's something that's actually creating function.
Whereas art have function?
It can. Art can be craftsmanship as well, and vice versa. But
not always.
But art can always be. Art could be just me taking my feces, writing capitalism sucks on the wall and sprinkling glitter on it. And I could say that's art.
You could say
and
that.
And no one can argue with me. But I can't take some ferns or whatnot down by the river and fashion myself a nice little basket that has a hole in the bottom of it and call that a good basket. Everyone can say, no, that's not good craftsmanship.
People can also say that your poop on the wall isn't good art.
They can say whatever they want.
Well, no, they can't say. Actually, they can say that it's not good because it's all in the eye of the beholder.
And they are the beholder.
They can say that. They can say whatever
they
want.
This is not good art.
Well, you can have your opinion, but as far as the definition of art, you can't really say art is good or bad.
Well, of course
sure you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Anyone can say that.
You can categorize it.
I can say it. I can say it if I want to, and you can't stop me.
I'm talking about when you are actually evaluating art as defined by the definition of art. Let's look it up. Do we have time?
I'm not going to say it's not art, but I'm going to say it's not
crap.
Good art.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Everybody's got their opinion, and to somebody, something that is really routine and pedestrian or whatever is really wonderful, and to another person, you know, they have the opposite opinion.
I mean, there are literally careers of people who are paid to say whether or not a specific piece of art is good or bad.
Sure. And art can be found in a lot of different places. I mean, it is. You know, it could just simply be the way your food is arranged on a plate, right? Oh, that's got good presentation.
A good chef is probably a good artist when it comes to their food.
And I would start to say that you are leaning more towards craft, good craftsmanship. The actual arrangement of that is pleasing
to the eye. But it doesn't improve the taste of the food.
To go back
to your basket example, say it's a hideous, grotesque, ugly basket.
Yep.
But it works.
And by the way, the first step to good tasting food is presentation. So yes, it is. It does make that food taste better. The same way beer tastes better in a nice cold glass and not in the can. It's all about presentation. So yes, that's part of the craft. That's part of the skill involved in.
So your argument is that a pretty basket is more useful than an ugly basket?
I don't know what he's saying.
When it comes to food, yes.
I don't know. Are you saying crafts are or not art?
Yes, they are. But they don't have to be. It could be just that. That could be a useful basket.
Does it matter what the creator intended? Meaning, if the creator created the basket with the intention of it being art, is it then art? And it's not art if the creator doesn't think that it was.
There are lots of potters out there who do pottery, and they really never intend for that pottery to ever be useful as holding liquid. It's just, and a lot of times it won't, because they did glaze it in such a way that the water will just go right through it like a sponge. But they put all kinds of pretty designs on it and whatnot, and they use their imagination to put it together, and it means something to them. And so they just, it's like you said, eye of the beholder.
I wish we had more time to discuss this, but unfortunately we don't. This has been Free Talk Live.
Thanks, Poopy.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.